Now, as we are putting together financial peace here step by step, as we're doing budgeting, as we're putting together a game plan to get out of debt, as we're learning how to buy things at a bargain, as we're holding each other accountable and encouraging each other, I want you to understand this is not just a class. This is a permanent change in a way of life. And I want you to understand this with an old story that I really love. There once was an old man up on the side of the hill. This old man was known far and wide as being able to answer any riddle. There were two young smart alecks down in the valley, and these two guys decided they were going to get the old man. Their game plan was to capture a small bird. And they would go to the old man's house and ask him, "Is the bird alive or is the bird dead?" And if the old man said the bird was alive, they would crush it and kill it. Yuck. And if the old man said the bird was dead, they'd let it go. And either way, they had him. So right with their plan, they get up early one morning and they capture a small bird. We see the mist rising off the mountain trail as they walk up the mountain trail to the old man's house and they knocked on his door. The old man came out to the door on his cane and they said, "Tell us, old man, what do we have in our hands?" The old man said, "I perceive from the fluttering and the chirping that you're holding a small bird." "Right you are," they said. "You are as wise as all have said. Now tell us, old man, is the bird alive or is the bird dead?" Well, the old man, he thought for a moment. He thought, "If I say that bird is alive, they will crush it and kill it. If I say that bird's dead, they'll let it go. And either way, they've got me." So he thought for a moment more, and he raised his eyes to meet theirs. And with the wisdom of the ages, the old man said, "The bird is as you will it. During these 13 sessions, I am going to give you the information that it takes. If you come to class and sit in the small group and are held accountable and encouraged when you're struggling, you will be given the backbone and the spiritual and the emotional support to change behavior. You have the tools at the completion of this course to change your life, to change your family tree, and to leave a legacy. But I can tell you this, when I'm done, I'll go home to my debt-free house and hug my debt-free wife. It's not up to me anymore. It's up to you. It's as you will it." Thanks.
First thing we walked in, he talked about Ben and Arthur, you know, and that whole thing. And that was the first thing that caught my eye.
I've seen it before, but the thing he did with the two people that started saving, you know, and how one never really catches up. Even though he saved more than the other one did, that's probably the one thing that always sticks in my mind.
I just want to save money right now.
Now get statements in the mail that say, "This is how much your emergency fund has earned," or "This is how much your retirement accounts have earned," and "This is how all of the hard work that you've done is coming to bear."
I was told, "Well, you don't really understand what you're doing here." Well, I understand the simple thing of when I'm putting money in every month, and if I want to take it out, it's not worth what I'm putting in, that's not a good deal. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that.
I think in my future I'll use it a lot, and as far as the investment part, I'm going to do my best to start using that, to start using all these things that I had no clue about, you know, until this point, you know.
Credit cards reek.